Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Wang Chao said at a news briefing in Beijing on Tuesday that President Xi's visit will outline a blueprint for the future development of bilateral relations between the two sides.
The visit will promote the mutually beneficial cooperation between China and the UK in an all-around way, as well as intensify the comprehensive strategic partnership. It will become a new milestone for the development of China-UK ties and make contributions to promoting world peace and prosperity.
Wang says that President Xi will attend a series of events during his stay in London.
President Xi will attend the welcoming ceremony held by Queen Elizabeth II, review the Royal Horse Guards, and attend an unofficial luncheon and an official welcoming banquet. He will also meet and talk with members of the British royal family.
President Xi will also hold talks with Prime Minister David Cameron and address a banquet hosted by Lord Mayor of the City of London. Apart from London, President Xi will also stay in Manchester, where he'll visit research projects and local businesses. Discussing bilateral trade and economic cooperation, Assistant Minister of Commerce Zhang Ji says progress is expected to be made in many different areas.
The deals between governments, financial institutes, and companies covering fields including energy, finance, real estate, medical treatment, and automobiles demonstrate the character of trade cooperation and its future direction.
He asked that the two countries should strengthen cooperation on investment and big projects, such as high-speed rail and nuclear power. The UK is China's second-largest trading partner, second-largest origin of actual investment, an investment destination within the European Union, while China ranks as the UK's fourth-largest trading partner. Trade in 2014 reached nearly $81 billion, up 15.3% year-on-year. The UK is also the EU country with fastest-growing Chinese investment, with more than 500 Chinese companies investing inside its borders. It was also the first major Western country to seek to join the China-led Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.